It looks like the last fatality was actually on the 29th of April, so we have gone several days, and while there have been no fatalities reported, it is possible that there may be late deaths, but certainly to go that length of time without any traffic fatalities is something to be excited about.
Well, I was looking at the totals through the 29th, and we've got 214 for the year, and I think that's down 15%, so that's still even if we had one or two that pop up in the later reports, we're still having a heck of a year when it comes to fatalities, aren't we?
Absolutely. We're down, as you said, 15%, and that number is certainly, we've seen that number go down over the last 4 years, and we're certainly pleased that that number has continued to go down. The patrol, you know, has continued our enforcement efforts as well as education efforts to try and keep that fatality number going in the right direction. We certainly want to give credit to the individual motorist out there. We know that ultimately, whether or not someone is involved in a traffic crash or not depends on how those individual motorists are operating their vehicle. And it appears from the trends that we see here that they're doing a better job of driving.
Well, you know, we've been through the first third of the year, and if we multiply this out, we're on track for about 640 fatalities, which is well below the goals that you guys set for yourselves a number of years ago, isn't it?
Right, and certainly we've got the busiest months coming up as far as traffic goes, and we know that once we get into that summertime driving season that we do see a lot more traffic. We see a lot more traffic crashes, unfortunately, and traffic fatalities. But as you said, the numbers are continuing to go down. We want to see that trend continue through the rest of the year.
We just don't have too many fatality-free weekends,
right?
Do we?
No. It's pretty rare that takes place. And again, you know, we can credit a lot of things, but you know, education, engineering, enforcement. But we've got to give that individual Missouri driver credit out there too. They're doing the right things and bringing those numbers down.